Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so excited about it. Hey, are things just going super crazy for you? Are you thinking freedom is gone? Are you sick and tired of these tumultuous and transitional times? Are you excited by them? Are you awakened to them? You know what? This is your source for hope. Because what we talk about here is truth. Because you know what? Humanity is surging with uncontrolled doubt and fear. If your life's not everything you want it to be, and you ask yourself sometimes, what the hell am I here for? Isn't there more to life than this? And how did I end up where I'm at? Or if you're looking at the country, how did this country end up where it's at? A country that started in Philadelphia. Brotherly love. Philo love is brotherly love. How do we all end up here? Well, you know what? It's time just to awaken consciousness, okay? And you need to go ahead. We all need to go ahead and work intrinsically and create our own ideal lives. Because you know what? It's all about our own individuality. Once we get that and embrace that, we can pour over and help and empower others. So it is time to awaken consciousness. It is time for timeless truth. It is so time to take this transition to transformation. And it's time to set your soul free. It's truly time for that paradigm shift and to be fearless. And it also is so overdue for peace, love, and empowerment. Let's create your ideal life and create your destiny and purpose. Let's discover that today. If you're a freedom-loving soul, let's talk a little bit about all these timeless truths. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and I am a certified personal trainer, herbalist, weight loss coach, and life coach. So you're in a good place today. I hope everybody is having an abundant and outstanding day. I'm having a very interesting day. I really went around and ran around and got some stuff done, which is always good to get stuff done, because remember, when you are a productive human being, you are an empowered human being. So productivity is good to check some of those things off that list. So hopefully everybody had a mindful Monday, and hope everybody sat down and started writing down the things that they like about themselves, the things they want to change about themselves. Me, I like, I'm a really nice person. I like to do good things for people. I have a basically 98% good attitude. I'm very kind. I'm generous. I'm also a truth seeker, which some people can't handle the truth, remember? You know, so that's kind of where I'm at. I would like to change my body. I'd like to get myself back to the place where I was in shape and put those awesome clothes back on. So now I got a little bit of freedom. I'm kind of hanging loose now. I got rid of some responsibility for a while, eliminated some responsibility, although I have a whole huge project to do, but it's all good. You know, remember, your thoughts create your reality, and your vibration really gets out there. The principle of vibration and what you're thinking, and with the emotion behind what you're thinking, and you know, if you could change your thoughts, you truly can change your life. So Let's talk about these 100 Simple Secrets of Successful People by David Niven, and we're on day number 35, and it says, lessons can't threaten. Try to teach someone who doesn't work with computers how much a computer might make their job easier. Oy vey. The most common reaction is you'll find stark reluctance, or if you're at a certain age, you just totally know all about it, and it's like second nature to you. Why would anyone be against learning something that might make their job easier? Often it's because they fear something that makes their job easier might one day take their job over. Teaching is like asking someone to go on a trip. Just as no one is going to take you up on an invitation to travel on a trip from which they never return, people will be reluctant to participate in learning about their own obsolescence. When you try to teach anyone something new, you have to make it clear to them from the onset that the destination is someplace where we all like to go. And that's, you know, our destination for this show is to awaken to empowerment so you can live and create, or create and live your ideal life. And we go into timeless truths that have been taught by the great sages like Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone and Dennis Waitley and Brian Tracy and all the excellent thought leaders, Robert Allen. I mean, all these things are so awesome. Anthony Robbins, let's keep going. We definitely need more women in this field, too. There's not a lot. Laurel Lengemeyer, but I haven't seen anything from her in a while. Feelings of self-threat are the single biggest obstacle in gaining the willingness to participate of workers in new training programs. Moreover, feelings of self-threat tend to spread amongst coworkers as they share their concerns. So, you know what, though? This is a time of transition. You start getting $15 an hour minimum wage, you're going to have self-checkout at the McDonald's because you really don't need to be paying someone $15 an hour to sell a bag of fries. You know what I'm saying? Automation is going to be the key of the future. But always learn new skills. I mean, always be empowered enough to learn new skills. That's what we teach here. These are life skills. These are skills to create your ideal life and your dream life. And, you know, it's all about you. It's all about what you focus on you're going to become. So remember that there is an electromagnetic mind, and it's the mental force that controls the universe. And you've got to understand that it exists. Because to know about how something works and what your relationship to it is almost like a superpower, you know? I mean, that's kind of where you tap into your powers. So all consciousness forms of life, and they'd be little teeny electromagnetic fields within the universal field finding positions within it. So each according to the kind and quality of its field. Where each individual field would wind up within the main field, they would be a matter of inexorable law and absolutely unavoidable. It's illustrated by millions of people who perform the same tasks over and over again with absolutely the same results, almost as if following a ritual. Perhaps they are always sick or always defeated or just barely misers. Perhaps they're always broke or always out of a job. If we just give the slightest reflection to our own lives, we cannot help but be startled by how we seem dogged by the same situation in all things year after year, time after time, constantly, decade after decade. This deadly reoccurrence is a source of most frustration and mental illness. It's the bottom root of all failure. It is avoidable, though. And the way which it is avoidable brings things to complete emancipation of the mind and spirit. So it's this teeny electromagnetic field. And it inherent within it, it has the ability to change the kind of quality of its field so that it will be moved about within the main field with all the power and sureness of the main field until it arrives at the position of his new quality of consciousness demands. The important thing to remember about this illustration is that a teeny electromagnetic field does not move itself. It is moved by the large field. Little quantum physics here, guys. And behind its movement lies all the power of the large field. Any attempt to move it by itself is obviously futile, since it's held in place by a power infinitely greater than itself. And it is held where it is because of what it is. The moment a change occurs within itself, it is moved by a power outside of itself to a new position in the field, one in keeping with its new potential. Okay, so this is all about the mental world. It's so huge. The mental world is it's an analogy, but nevertheless, S.W. Trump, not Trump, in his remarkable book, Physical Physics, has proved beyond all doubt that human being exudes a certain electromagnetic field, that the Earth itself gives off an electromagnetic field, and its illustrations are so impeccably documented that there cannot possibly be any scientific quarrel with that. The dogs are here to agree with me today. That was Angie. We indeed may be on the very threshold of scientific proof that those invisible areas of human aspiration that have hitherto been the providence of philosophers, divinators, and priests, departments of investigation into the paranormal abilities of the human psyche have established in our leading universities, and it is now surely only a matter of time until we are faced with the final irrevocable proof of our initiative perception, the power of the mind over matter. Say that again. The power of mind over matter. It is a mental world we live in, not a physical one at all. The physical is merely an extension of the mental and an imperfect extension at that. And I am really sorry that my dog is being such a little bitch. She is a little bitch, and she's being a little bitch. The male is so good. It's the female that just keeps yipping and yapping, and she doesn't normally do that. Okay, I just gave him treats. Hopefully, Angie, stay away for a while. Okay. I don't know how to mentally get her out of the way from doing that, right? Everything we see, hear, and feel is not a hard or an escapable fact, but only the imperfect. So tap into that mental world, right? Because that perfect revelation to the senses of an idea held in mind, preoccupation with sensory experience, focus attention on effects instead of causes. It has led scientific investigation down a blind alley where everything grows smaller into infinity or larger to infinity. And the walls man off from the secrets that lie beyond life. It's not the planets and the stars, the elements and the winds, or even the existence of life itself that is the miracle that demands our attention. It is consciousness. It is the mere fact of being the ability to say I. Consciousness is an indisputable fact, the greatest miracle of all, and all the sights and sounds of the world are merely side effects. So did you get that I? Remember how we started saying it? You know what? We can't worry about what's going on away from us. I know we have a crazy election, and who knows, you may love Hillary Clinton and, you know, appreciate her being in government for 30-some years and, you know, be excited that a woman's going to break a glass ceiling. If you like some of her policies of bigger government and more government control, and, you know, there you go. And being taking money from, you know, foreign governments that oppress women and hang homosexuals and lesbians, you know, that's your choice. Anyway, we can't control that. That's going to happen tomorrow. Hopefully you did make a list of everything you like and appreciate about yourself and the things you want to change. And now our second step is to build a fantasy of who you want to be. Okay, let's go into the infinite. Go and tap into areas of your life. Make a fantasy of what you want to be and how you wish to look and where you wish to live and your dream job that you're going to have. And, you know, think of people that you admire and what characteristics they have and what you'd like to, you know, tap into for yourself. You know, start looking at people who you really believe in. Like, I mean, I don't know, Jesus. That'd be a good one. He was a really cool dude, man. Gave unselfishly. So, That's just some tips for today on what to do. You know, you totally have your power within. And remember, that I and that I consciousness is huge, because no person or power outside world could compare with that power you have within you. And I know we say this all the time. We say it constantly. But that is where the magic is made, is that I power, the I am power, the power that you can do, be, have, whatever you want. So seek that power within. That's why getting to know yourself and all your gifting. And now we're going to go ahead and start creating your ideal life by, you know, vividly imagine what your ideal life looks like. I mean, go wild, go crazy, dream big. I mean, you just nothing, there are no boundaries, okay? You are boundless. You are a boundless being. My dog is going to be a bound-up being if she doesn't start being quiet. But remember, get that power from within, and your perfect way. And just make sure that you're doing this totally intrinsic to who you are. So, you know, take time to learn about yourself. And tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about finding your purpose. But you've got to do the exercises. You've got to do that. You know, this is your source for awakening. So you've got to do some of those exercises. So if you haven't done it already, write down everything that you like about yourself and you don't like about yourself. I don't like that my dog is barking like an ant right now. Once again, I'm going to try and shut them up. Hopefully they will. Let's see where we're at. I really want to find our... I wonder if I could find the 45... Maybe I lost the 45 days. Oh, my word. Did I? Oh, no. Oh, no. Here it is. I think this is it. No, I cannot find... Oh, my word. Hold on. Is this it? Oh, here it is. Today is November the 7th. So here's our morning thought. The will to evil and the will to good are both within you. And it's got this wilt and thee and stuff, so bear with me here. I'm going to try and translate it into modern English. The will to evil and the will to good are both within thee. Which wilt thou employ? Thou knowest what is right and what is wrong. Which wilt thou love and foster? Which will destroy? Thou art chooser of any thoughts and deeds. Thou art the maker of thine inward state. The power is thine to be what thou art will be. Thou buildest truth and love, lies and hate. You know, it does sound so Shakespearean, you know, when you say it like that. Thou art chooser of thy thoughts and deeds. Thou art the maker of thine inward state. The power is thine to be what thou wilt be. Thou buildest truth and love, or lies and hate. Truth and love, baby. Truth and love. Always truth and love. It's the way to go. So here, this is great is the power of purpose. Purpose goes with intelligence. There are lesser and greater purposes according with degrees of intelligence. A great mind will always be great of purpose. And that's what this show is for. That's why we have you do some of these fun little things to go ahead and help you find out who you really are, right? A great mind will always be great of purpose. A weak intelligence will be without purpose. Some days it's nice to just be a floater, though. A drifting mind argues a measure of undevelopment. Undevelopment. The men who have melded the destinies of humanity have been men of mighty purpose. Like the Roman laying his road. They have followed a long, well-defined path, and they have refused to swerve aside even when torture, death confronted them. The great leaders of the race are the mental road makers, and mankind follows in the intellectual and spiritual path which they had carved out and beaten. Inert matter yields to a living force, and the circumstances succumbs to the power of purpose. Here is the thought for the evening. The teaching of Jesus brings men back to the simple truth that righteousness or right doing is entirely a matter of individual conduct, not a mystical something apart from a man's thoughts and deeds. Calmness and patience can become habitual by first grasping through effort a calm and patient thought. and then continuously thinking and living in it until the use becomes second nature and anger and impatience pass away forever. Isn't that nice? Just calm. Not how my dogs are right now. My dogs are not calm at all. They're very, very hyper. So, wow, we're getting very close to, we did do the James Allen, the path of the eight pillars of prosperity, and now we have our James Allen, other one, the from poverty to power, right? And then we were in the, where were we? We were poverty to power, and part one was the path to prosperity. That's it. From poverty to power, or the realization of prosperity and peace by James Allen. Gosh, these dogs are just amazing. They're the cutest little things in the whole world. Remember, the path to prosperity, there's the lesson of evil, the world reflex of mental states, the way of undesirable conditions, the silent power of thought controlling and directing one's forces, the secret of health, success, and power, the secret of abounding happiness, the realization of prosperity. And then the way of peace was the power of meditation, which is huge, the two masters of self and truth, and the acquirement of spiritual power. So the spiritual power, and then the realization of selfless love. Let's see where we're at here. We had this really interesting thing yesterday. We went into a little bit about the how people like go ahead and trying to seek excitement and pleasure just for the sake of it. There's a divine principle of love, and if you meditate upon it and you get a thorough understanding of it and you bring it searching light to bear upon all your habits, bring love into all your do, all your habits, all your actions, all your speech, love will become more perfectly revealed to you. And your own shortcomings will stand out more and more vivid contrast, spurring you on to renewed endeavor and having once caught a glimpse of the incomparable majesty of the imperishable principle. You were never against rest in your weakness, your selfishness, your imperfection, but will pursue love until you have relinquished every discordant power. Take also other spiritual principles such as purity and compassion and apply them in the same way, and so exacting is truth. You will be able to make no stay, no resting place until the innermost garment of your soul is bereft of every stain and your heart has become incapable of any hard, condemnatory, and pitiless impulse. Only so as far as that power will be manifested through you in the form of increasing dispensation, patience, and equanimity. Dispassion argues superior self-control. Sublime patience is the very hallmark of divine knowledge, and to retain an unbroken calm amongst all the duties and distraction in life marks off the man of power. It is easy in the world to live after the world's opinion. It is easy in solitude to live on our own. But a great man is he who in the midst of the crowd keeps with perfect sweetness and independence of solitude. To maintain your peace, it is huge. Some mystics hold that perfection and dispassion in the source of by power which miracles, so-called, are performed. And truly, he who has gained such perfect control of all his interior forces that no shock, however great, can for one moment unbalance him. So you must grow in self-control and patience and equanimity, and it's to grow into strength and power. But you have to focus your consciousness upon a principle. As a child, after making many vigorous attempts to walk unaided, it last succeeds. After numerous falls, it accomplishes this. So you must enter the way of power by first attempting to stand alone. Break away from the tyranny of custom, tradition, conventionality, and the opinion of others until you succeed in walking lonely and erect among men. Rely upon your own judgment. Be true to your own conscience. Follow the light that was within you, and all outward lights are so many will-o-wisps. There'll be those who will tell you you are foolish, that your judgment is faulty, that your conscience is awry, and the light within you is darkness. But heed them not. If what they say is true, the sooner you, as a searcher for wisdom, find out the better, and then you will make the discovery by bringing your powers to the test. Therefore, pursue your course bravely. Your conscience is your very least own, and to follow it is to be a person, to follow consciousness of others, to be a slave. Follow your own consciousness, not someone else. You will have many falls, will suffer many wounds, will endure many buffetings for a time. But press on in faith, believing sure and certain victory lies ahead. Search for a rock, a principle, and having found it, cling to it. Get under your feet and stand erect upon it, until at last immovability fixed upon it. You succeeded in defying the fury of the waves of the storm of selfishness. For selfishness in every form is dissipation, weakness, death. Selfishness is dissipation, weakness, and death. Unselfishness is a spiritual aspect of conservation of power. Life. As you grow in a spiritual life and become established upon principles, you will become as beautiful and as unchangeable as those principles and will taste of the sweetness of their immortal essence and realize the eternal and indestructible nature of God within. Pretty deep. Pretty deep. No harmful shaft can reach the righteous man standing erect on the storms of hate, defying hurt and injury, band surrounded by trembling slaves of fate. Majestic in the strength of silent power, serene he stands, nor changes nor turns, patient, firm, suffering in the darkest hour. So tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about the realization of selfless love. And that's where we'll be going tomorrow in this number four. Wow, we're at number four already. We're almost done with this book. This is the James Allen From Poverty to Power, The Realization of Prosperity and Peace, and there's two parts to it. Remember, part one is the path to prosperity. We are now in the way of peace, and the way of peace is really meditation and being silent and the two masters of self and truth. Be truthful to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. And then the acquirement of spiritual power, and that spiritual power really comes from not being selfish, from letting go of that ego. And that's really, you know, remember, mind is all. So hopefully you are going to take time to today or tomorrow before we do the show or whenever you listen to this to go ahead, write down all those things you love about yourself, write down all the things you want to change about yourself, and then build upon that in that same notebook. Go ahead now and start writing down your fantasy life. What does it look like? What does your ideal life look like to you? Anything goes. Anything goes, because this is your time to embrace your ideal life. This is your time to awaken to consciousness and embrace these timeless truths, because once we learn these principles, it doesn't matter what goes on extraneously. If you own these principles and you start making those neural connections and it gets into your higher consciousness, even deeper than your subconscious mind, your higher conscious mind, where it's just nature to you and it's innate. And truly, if you can tap into patience, if you don't have patience, and you could work on that and mindfulness. This is Mindful Monday, remember? Mindful Motivational Monday. These things are here to serve you. And this is Carol Parisi. I hope this show has enriched your life. I hope this show has served you. Hopefully we'll be growing together with this. And tomorrow's going to be a very interesting day. And remember, no matter who is ruling the country or leading the country, you could lead your own mind and your own passion and your own purpose. So, again, this is Carol Parisi. I want to thank you for joining me today on Awaken to Empowerment. Be awakened, be empowered, create your ideal life. And we'll catch you back here next time. It's going to be another great show tomorrow. So thank you for joining me today, Carol Ann Parisi, checking out with Boston. And go do something great for yourself and for others. Later, bye-bye.